You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Studios. I'm Russell Smith alongside Bear. We got Brandon Orekin here, Nicholas Esteban Taylor on quality control this afternoon. Caleb on Twitter says, "This is the greatest story about Pruitt I've heard all year." And he links to the tweet from Luke Pruitt, who I guess, is that his brother? Is that his brother who's a coach down, a high school coach in Alabama?
I'm not sure.
It has to be, because he's always tweeting about Pruitt. And Pruitt said he's got a brother who coaches down there, right? So this has to be him. And he's responding to the tweet we talked about yesterday that shows.
Yeah, it's his brother.
Pruitt basically telling Baylen Buchanan, "Hey, Baylen, the ball's coming to you." Like, the WVLT guy was on the sideline. Have you seen this?
Yeah, and he's like, "Go, Schamberger, go."
Yeah, and he before the ball is even snapped, he says, "Baylen, it's – no, this is a different one." That was from yesterday. Yeah, that was – Cole Kubelik showed that one of him telling Buchanan, "Go, blitz." And then this is a different one. This is from WVLT Caleb. Sorry, I don't know him. He's got sideline footage, at WVLT Caleb, if you want to look at this. And this is on the last drive. This was the fourth down play that they hit on Buchanan. And they show Stidham in the shotgun calling out the signals. And before the ball snapped, you can hear Pruitt yell, "Baylen, it's coming to your guy." And sure enough, the ball snapped, and they throw it right to him. And Luke Pruitt responded to that tweet. He said, "Last year I happened to be in Tuscaloosa and was watching Clemson and Auburn with him after their game. He was eating pizza and drinking a Diet Coke and literally calling every offensive play for both teams from his recliner."
Pruitt was?
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
It reminds me of Bruce Pearl. Like, do you remember how Pearl used to just control the game like he's a puppet with a marionette artist or whatever? You know, is that what it is? A marionette puppet guy? He used to just be able to, like, joystick coach. Pruitt's able to do that. We haven't had that here in a long time, man. Have we ever had that here? Maybe Monty Kiffin a little bit. Monty, that year, he was able to just sort of on the fly diagnose some things and draw things up in the dirt.
Chavis had certain games early on.
Yeah. This is – it's pretty cool, man. Wilcox? No, he couldn't do that. This is that's pretty cool, man, that our coach is able to just call out plays before they occur. I think that's something that – as we move along here, is going to become more and more a weapon for us. And we're just now finding this out in the media that he's able – twice he was caught on camera doing it Saturday. As his players get more and more used to, hey, coach knows his stuff, then it'll be interesting to see if we're able to take advantage of that, especially when we get better players in here as well. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. 546-8200 as we broadcast live today. Get ready. Of course, tomorrow we'll be at Corner 16, 1640 Bob Kirby Road. Want you to come on out and say hello to us tomorrow. It's SEC Hoops Media Day. Grant Williams, preseason SEC Player of the Year. Admiral Schofield, second team, all-SEC. Tennessee picked to finish second behind Kentucky. Peyton Manning, going to be on a new ESPN show. Detail is the program. Kobe. This is evidently Kobe Bryant's TV show, and he won an Academy Award for his, well, this is for a short film that he did, and now he's got a breakdown show which appears on ESPN Plus. So you got to pay for this. Will you pay to watch Peyton Manning basically do his Gruden film room routine?
No.
No.
No?
I'll wait until it gets pirated on the internet.
The ESPN Plus thing, I can't bring myself to do it either. It's like, man, I'm already paying an arm and a leg for cable. I got Netflix and like a billion other little things. Really? Oh, no. You better have a lot of stuff, man. It can't be a one-time thing. If I'm going to subscribe and pay for it, it better be something that I'm going to use regularly. If it just feels like this would be a one-time thing, right? The Peyton Manning. It does sound cool, man. I would love to see him breaking down games and, you know, see the secretive side. You always hear about it, but he never wanted to share it with the media. Like, see how Peyton breaks down a game, breaks down film, things of that nature.
It would be interesting.
Okay, then. I have no idea what's going on.
I wouldn't pay to see it. I mean, what do you want me to say? No, I wouldn't pay to see that. I don't think most people realize how boring it is to break down football games.
Oh, yeah, it is super boring.
It's like the most boring. The only thing
that compares to it is. Have you ever been around coaches when they're doing it?
Yeah.
And they're just like rewinding the same thing over and over. And it's like, it's frustrating. You're like, okay, man, I've seen that 10 times now. Play like.
The only thing I've found is anywhere remotely close to it is when you're recording like drum tracks.
And it's just I'm sure that's an experience most of our listening audience is familiar with.
Over and over and over and over again. Over. Football's bad, though.
You ever watch the you ever watch film with a football coach, Brandon?
No, I've not.
It's not fun.
I don't plan to. I mean, it doesn't sound very pleasant at all.
Because you're either into it or you're not. And if you're not into it, but you have to sit there, there's nothing that sucks worse than watching a football game like 18 times.
When Barnes first got here, he did like a media film session that I went to. And he was he's like showing how they run their fast break. And it was interesting at first. You're like, oh, wow. They're really surgical and precise about this. But after like 10 minutes of listening to him talk about, well, the two guard has got to sprint to this spot. And, you know, he's got to be here at this point and here at this point. And then the point guard, you're like, oh, God. All right. Can we move on? Can we move on here? You're killing me, Barnso. Can I call him Barnso? Is that a good nickname? No,
right, probably not.
I have no idea what's happening in baseball right now. Are we to the World Series yet?
No.
No, not quite.
The Dodgers took a 3-2 lead.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Brewers.
Series is tied 2-2.
Series, that one's tied 2-2?
Yeah, they play tonight in L.A.
Who's playing in the American League?
Boston and Astros.
And Boston leads that one 2-1 with a game tonight in Houston.
Red Sox about to win another World Series. How does that make you feel, Bear?
I don't like it, but
how does that strike you?
The Astros are the last best chance to get them out of it. I don't think the Dodgers or the Brewers are going to have anything for Boston. They're a good team.
Canelo Alvarez is now the richest athlete in sports. In terms of contract, you see that one coming?
No.
A record-shattering deal finalized earlier this morning. Canelo signing a 5-year, 11-fight deal worth a minimum of how much? What do you think? 5 years, 11 fights. What's the minimum that's worth?
$500 million.
Brandon, take a shot.
I'll go $7.5 million.
$7.5 million?
$750 million.
Like Charlie Sheen in an after Oscars party. You're a little high.
No. I was banging.
$365 million.
That's still that's more than a quarter of a billion dollars, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't that far over it.
$365 million for 11 fights. Now, he was with HBO. He's with Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya's outfit. HBO announcing that they are getting out of the fight business, which I'm a little sad about, man. I've watched a lot of great fights on HBO over the years. Watch Buster Douglas knock out Mike Tyson on HBO back in 89 or 90, whenever that was.
That was the night of the Tennessee played LSU that afternoon with Chris Jackson and Shaq.
Oh, yeah. DAZN, it's a streaming service that's going to be launched in the United States, and this, I guess, is their first big thing is signing up Canelo, so they'll do their pay-per-views online that way. So Alvarez deal, the richest athlete contract in sports history, eclipsing the 13-year, $325 million agreement that Giancarlo Stanton signed with the Yankees when he was with the Marlins back in 2014. So Canelo, a rich man. Oh, he's like, have you even seen him fight, Bear? You've never seen a Canelo fight, have you? It's so weird that those boxers, that sport, man. I don't think he won either of those fights. I think Triple G beat him both fights. I've seen both fights.
I've not seen any of these people you've talked about. The only fight I've seen in the past 10 years was, what's his name? I can't stand him.
People buy it, though, man.
Mayweather versus McGregor? The Irish kid. Yeah, McGregor.
$90, $100 a pop. People will buy that. And you sell a million. I mean, you do the math.
You didn't do Mayweather Pacquiao?
No, because he didn't fight him back when Pacquiao could have whooped him. But that's the one pass I give to Mayweather, because Pacquiao wouldn't agree to Olympic.
Have you seen any Mayweather fights?
I've just seen the one.
Besides McGregor?
Nah. No need to.
People
he's
just
a chump.
No, I mean, you're not. I don't feel like you're in any sort of minority. I think a lot of people just haven't watched boxing. When did you stop watching boxing? When Tyson Lewis, was that the last major heavyweight, last major boxing match you watched? That was about early 2000s when Tyson fought Lennox Lewis for the belt?
I think the last one I watched, when I really remember watching it, was probably when he was biting off Holyfield's ears. Yeah.
So you haven't been into boxing in over 20 years?
Yeah, no, I lost interest in it. Started seeming like real fixed to me.
It's so stupid to me, because, you know, here's the guy they say is pound for pound the best fighter in the world. And I don't think he's won either of these last two fights that he's had, because the sport is corrupt as hell. But people keep paying for it. Well, I'll probably watch his next fight. And meanwhile, you've got the MMA game, I think, has taken away a lot of boxing steam in the last 10, 15 years. Coming up, we'll find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. It is The Drive. It is Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Wednesday. And we'll be right back.
The Drive.
Russell Smith here.
You can't stop The Drive. You can only hope to contain it.
The Docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. The official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. They'll come to you. Visit their website at reckintoacheck.com. Now, to The Docket.
Attorneys for the defendants in a federal criminal case involving pay-for-play schemes and other corruption in college basketball attempted yesterday to introduce into evidence wiretap recordings that, according to the attorneys, suggested LSU coach Will Wade and Kansas assistant Curtis Townsend were prepared to offer improper benefits to high-profile recruits and their families. They got the wiretaps. Now, they did not play these in court. Evidently, it's just a guy like reading the transcript, I guess. In the morning hearing, Mark Moore, who's one of defendant Merle Code's attorneys, unsuccessfully tried to introduce a recording of a telephone conversation between Townsend and Code. Remember, Merle Code, this is the guy that Barnes coached at Clemson. Moore told Kaplan that Zion Williamson the number two player in the country last year, was the subject of the call. The call was not played in the courthouse, but a transcript was read. Quote, "Hey, but between me and you, you know, he asked about some stuff, you know," Townsend said, according to Moore. "And I said, well, we'll talk about that when you decide." And then another coach said, quote, "I know what he's asking for. This is the player's father. He's asking for opportunities from an occupational perspective. He's asking for money in the pocket, and he's asking for housing for him and the family." To which Townsend replied, quote, "So I've got to just try to work and figure out a way, because if that's what it takes to get him for 10 months, we're going to have to do it some way." That is dedication. Don't take no for an answer. We'll find a way.
Do you think he's playing at Duke for free?
It's, well, Coach K says the sport is clean.
Coach K is a pathological liar and probably a borderline personality disorder. Sociopath with some narcissistic features.
Wow.
He's a liar. He's a liar. Rat boy. Lies. Some kid's not going to go to Duke for free.
When he could have gone to
Kansas for 200 large.
It is so much.
And a house for his mama.
It's Cam Newton part two, right?
Yeah.
Cam Newton. In 2010, what was the amount Mississippi, like the NCAA found?
It was over $250,000, wasn't it?
Mississippi State offered like $200,000 or something for Cam Newton, but he decided to go to Auburn for free? If you had an offer on the table to go to play basketball at Kansas for a year and they're going to give your parents jobs, and you're going to get $200,000 or whatever. Whatever the going price is for a five-star basketball talent. If Kansas is willing to do that, are you going to go to Duke for free?
No, you're not.
How did that end up with it? Do you remember, maybe somebody can Google this, like the Cam Newton thing. How did Mississippi State not get hammered for it? They didn't get NCAA sanctions, right? The NCAA just ended up saying, like, there was probably an offer made, but Cam didn't know about it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It was his dad basically pimping him out.
You know what they did? They hammered Bruce Pearl in Tennessee basketball is what they did. Nothing happened to Auburn.
So who gets hammered instead of Duke? Who's the sacrificial lamb?
Oh, not Kansas, but tell me who all else is involved in it.
Will Wade.
Will Wade. Yes. You're getting ready
Will
to
Wade.
Will Wade will be banished.
You have to go away now, son. Young Will Wade, you haven't done anything. It's LSU. They're not a blue blood. Will Wade has to pay the price for Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski's sins. That sounds about right. They'll get all these assistants too, right? I don't know. Do you guys think, is it even worth asking? Is Duke going to?
Hell no, Russ. Why are you even asking that? They didn't get any trouble. Neither's Kentucky. You know why?
All right, what about –
Because they know how to cheat.
Okay, what about Kansas? Because it sounds –
I don't see how they can't.
If they've got an assistant coach on wiretap, basically saying we'll do whatever we have to do –
That's not good.
To get the kid, how can you not? Some sort of sanctions against, if not Kansas, Bill Self, like if – If you can't do that when you've got literally video evidence,
right.
recorded evidence of the crime being committed,
doesn't matter.
Then what are we doing? It just doesn't matter.
No, because they're smart enough not to get caught.
It's so silly, man.
I mean, how hard is it? Don't talk on a phone and don't text anybody. I mean, how many times have we seen that here? Butch with that whole deal.
Old Donnie Tindall.
Donnie Tindall.
He couldn't stay
John
off the phone.
John Curry. These guys, stay off your damn phones. If you got to tell somebody something, what do you think GAs are for? You get them down here, you take them outside, you mumble to them behind their hand.
It's just so a couple of these dudes are going to go to prison, right? A A couple of these sneaker guys and maybe an assistant coach or two, maybe Chuck Person. And these guys might go to prison. The FBI can take this to the court of law, lay out their case, send it to a jury, get a conviction, and send a man to prison. The NCAA can't take the same information that is now public record and say, you are guilty of violating this rule. Here's the punishment.
No. They aren't going to go anywhere near it. Because they're not – I don't think they're going to go anywhere near it, Russ, because then they will have to
– I think they have to do something. I think what are they going
to
do?
What are they going to do to Kansas? If they do something to Kansas, Kansas can turn around and say, what, you know, you're going to do this to Duke?
Well, they would say no because they weren't dumb enough to get caught talking about it on the phone. But you guys were, and so we have to do something. I think they have to do something. Otherwise, they have no justice for being.
Well, sure. Like they are going to choose not to investigate Duke. You could find – I mean, all they got to do is figure out where Zion Williamson's family's living now and go take a look at it.
You would think – yeah, I mean, you
see
would
see where
think,
they're
like,
working.
Yeah. Just go follow his dad around for a day or two, see what he does.
Because who'll get him in the end is the – I mean, the IRS is where all this stuff sprang from, right? Because people aren't paying taxes.
You go back and read the book Soul Influence by Dan Wetzel that was written in the early 2000s, maybe even late 90s. He uncovered a lot of this stuff that Duke has been doing with Carlos Boozer. His parents got jobs in the Durham area. He's from Alaska. Corey Maggette got paid to go to Duke. It's pretty simple dot connecting on this stuff, and they get away with it time and time again. But, again, I keep going back to you've got somebody on tape admitting to this stuff. You got to do something, or you got to fold up shop, because that's what you're there to do. And if you can't do it when the evidence is hand-delivered to you, then you don't need to be in the business you're in. That is The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. They'll come to you no matter where you are. And turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Brill online at wreckintoacheck.com. Call 865-546-1111 to speak to a licensed attorney immediately. Let's get a call from John Tweet. Good afternoon, Tweet. You're on The Drive.
Hello.
Yes.
Really makes you think about how they crucified Bruce Pearl over a barbecue and Donnie Tindall over trying to help kids get housing. It's a joke.
Donnie Tindall's the worst cheater in the history of cheating, John. He had assistant coaches taking tests for kids.
I don't know. I don't remember if that was the case.
He got caught in an active cover up too, while during the investigation. Donnie Tindall, we can't even bring him in. His fantastic basketball.
They're both dumb. They're both dumbasses. I mean, yeah. Bruce and Donnie both kind of did it to themselves. I agree with your point though, Tweet, in that they got banished for speeding
somebody
tickets.
Else crime.
While Duke and Kansas are getting away with high level interstate racketeering right here.
That he got 10 years for it. 10 years.
He's done. He'll never coach again in college basketball.
He's coaching in the NBDL, I believe. I mean, it's silly. It's just they just want to embarrass. Right, they get away with it. Duke has been doing it. All of them do it. I don't think they're going to charge these guys. What are you going to? If I wanted to go hand Admiral Schofield right now $10,000 and say, here, I haven't committed any crime. You've committed an NCAA violation, but it's not a crime.
The
hand
crime will be
$10,000 cash.
Here's where the crime comes in, and this is, I think, how the FBI got involved in this one. That $10,000 that you gave to Admiral has to report that as income.
That's
gift.
On him.
You have
on me.
You have to report that to the
I think
FBI,
the rule
IRS.
The rule is like you can have a one-time gift
if
of $11,000 or left. Is like $11,000. But
I just don't think we're – yeah. I mean, if how are you going to stop somebody? I mean, honestly, let's say
you
want me to come to Tennessee and my parents – I say, well, you get my parents jobs. Then I'll come. And they get them a job. My parents go work. And they have a job now. What are you going to do? You're going to say it's bad. Sure, it's bad, but you're not going to stop it.
Well, I mean,
it.
Let's say the Cub ends up being some high-level basketball player, which is not going to happen. But if he did.
Not with that attitude, it's not.
And they offered me a job, suddenly I turn up in the – where's Duke over there in Raleigh-Durham?
Mm-hmm.
Not turn.
He's working at the medical center, sweeping floors for $150,000 a year. What's the problem?
Why you got my man sweeping floors? Why can't he be
like say I would have been the
eye
surgery or something?
I don't know. Running the
attending resident
in
the ER department, maybe. You know, I was going to shoot for the moon.
Yeah, to be a doctor. I don't know what Bear could. He could do it. Maybe he's running the MRI machine, pressing the button.
Good Lord. Could you
start knocking?
Could you imagine having a traffic accident and waking up in the ER and seeing Bear standing over you with a scalpel?
Bear's got scalpel, God. That scrub hat on, whatever it is they wear. He would have to have one over his beard, I bet. They make you wear one over your beard, I'm sure.
But I don't know. They cheat. Nobody's dirtier than Kentucky.
Nah. And I just don't know how you – I mean, and even if you say, okay, hey, let's go to a pay-to-play scheme where it's all the way around, you know,
people
everybody
still
will
cheat.
Get X amount of dollars. People will still cheat to get the best – I guess I'm kind of on the blinds where I just honestly don't have that big of a problem with it. I mean – it's never going to be level. There's no way to stop it all. See, we might as well just let the people do it. I mean, if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
I just take the ones like who are sanctimonious about it, like Krzyzewski.
Oh, yeah, the holier than that, yeah.
Rat boy.
Krzyzewski, whatever rat. I can't stand him. Roy Williams. They just stand up there and lie about it.
I mean, at least Calipari, I mean, he looks at you. You know he's doing it. He knows he's doing it, but he'll never say anything about it.
Oh, I'm sure if you asked them about it, they'd get all holier than thou. We never cheat. We don't do that here. Even if they're caught in the middle of it, they still won't own up to it. I had somebody else do it. I guess I don't have that big of a problem with it. Boys, I don't think I get to give my thing yesterday, Russ. You said, would I be happy with it? They're not going to. If they're within 40 points, I'd be amazed. And that would be Nick Saban just going easy on Jeremy Pruitt to act like he's doing him a favor. You think he'll go easy on him?
No.
Well, did he kind of let up on Dooley a couple of times?
That's different.
Why?
Because Dooley's a dullard.
You think he likes Dooley better or Pruitt?
This thing just thoroughly embarrassed Dooley. I mean, it's like beating up a puppy or something. Just beating
up
puppies.
You know, Butch has already given him a scouting report on all our players. You know, that's going to be a help.
But how's Butch going to give him a scouting report? He didn't know what the hell he was doing when he was here.
People talk about that are dogs. Who recruited him? Butch recruited all of them.
Hey, Butch doesn't know nothing that Saban couldn't figure out in about 3 seconds.
I'm with Tweet here. That seems like such easy, low-hanging fruit. Like I saw people ripping on that. There was some quote about Saban saying how he's, you know, Butch helps, like what Butch is doing, and people are like, oh, yeah, he can't help any in this game. No, I mean, he
– of course he can.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that Saban hired him is he's probably familiar with some of the opponents, and he's a professional football coach who can analyze film and stuff like that. He's not going to get him – he's not making him offensive coordinator or anything, but he's
a guy. What did he do in 5 years that makes you think he's qualified to be a professional football coach? Other than
all the wide receivers
job.
You love, he recruited.
That's true.
Alvin Kamara recruited. Any quarterback recruited.
Any player right now that you're loving on, he recruited.
Chance Hall, Trey Smith recruited. Who else?
True.
Defensive line recruited.
Oh, nobody's wanting Butch back. Nobody's saying he's a great coach. He's still a known dullard, but – again, there's a reason Nick Saban hired him.
He's just in over his head. That's what happened to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's kind of the end of it. You guys think he'll find his way back into coaching on the college side somewhere? And if so, where? I mean, how much longer until Tennessee's unpaying?
Another four years? It'll be interesting, you know, can he get a coordinator job? Can he get – if he got a head coaching job, you know.
I can't see that. Can
Mac,
you?
Well, Mac level at best. Right, at best. You know, would Toledo hire him? Could he get the Central Michigan job again someday? Because he's not getting a Power 5 head coaching job, obviously.
No, no way.
I don't even know if he gets a Power 5 coordinator job. But he's trying
to
do
that.
That
really wasn't his background, was it? I mean, he was a wide receiver guy, right? He wasn't a OC, correct? I mean.
Well, so was Dooley.
Dooley, at least he can run the offense.
Old Dooley and Butch.
comedy of errors, if that's the right way to phrase it.
We had those two guys back to back. People like 50 years from now, they're looking through like the media guide and who all the coaches were throughout Tennessee football history. Be like, they hired those two losers back to back.
Go back and look at the hires that were made the year Butch was hired and Dooley was hired, and those guys have to be the very bottom of each list.
I mean, everybody's got their
Power Five coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Every big time program's got their Dooley. Every program got, you know, Michigan hired Brady Hoke. Alabama hired Mike Shula. You know, Florida hired Ron Zook. Everybody's got their. We hired Dooley and Butch back to back. We watched that crap for 8 years in a row. Forged in the fire of suck. That's what Tennessee fans are.
We do suck. Hopefully, what? There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
We did. We don't anymore, John. We did. We did suck.
It's getting better, boys. Y'all have a good show.
Do we still suck?
Not as bad as we did.
I think you just got to say we don't suck anymore, even if we still do kind of suck, because the first step towards not sucking is not thinking that you suck.
Speaking of suck.
Yes.
I'm going to pivot here.
Okay.
They are going all in on Jason Witten online on social media.
He's terrible.
He's awful. They need to move McFarland to the booth, brother.
I tried to tell you guys. Nobody wants to admit it. I hate to admit it. He's one of my all-time favorites. He's really bad at that job, y'all.
He's a super nice guy.
Tried to tell you.
Russ did try to tell you.
He's a super nice guy. He's one of our own. Elizabethton boy. Local boy made good. VFL to the core. NFL Hall of Famer. Really bad Monday Night Football color commentator. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that offends. It's the truth. I will always tell you the truth, even if it's not what you want to hear. Who's going all in on him? Who are they? Twitter? The Twittiots?
No, this is our new article just dropped on SB Nation. Oh, no.
An actual piece of journalism? Yeah. SB Nation?
Here's one of Idioms 2.3. Witten would probably be better off sticking to literal comments instead of venturing into the world of figurative language. In week six, he said the 49ers can't keep kicking themselves in the foot.
Quick timeout. The drive continues on Fox Sports Knoxville. Drive continues on Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's see what else we got for you here this afternoon. Dig into my bag of tricks a little bit. Here's a good one from yesterday I meant to get to. Dying to win a little cash and a free pass to Six Flags, New England. All you need to do is spend 30 hours in a coffin. 30 hours.
Not a chance in hell.
I knew you wouldn't do it. I knew you wouldn't do it. Now, hold that thought, because I think I could get you to do it. Six Flags in Agawam? What is that? Somewhere in Boston? Somewhere in New England? Whatever. Agawam. Says, six randomly chosen participants will try to spend 30 hours lying in a coffin that measures just 2 feet wide and 7 feet long. Oh, man, that's bad.
What were the dimensions again?
2 feet wide, 7 feet long. I don't know if I could fit 2 feet wide. That's not very wide.
That gives you very, very little wiggle room.
And I'm a tosser and a turner, man. Like, you think, oh, I could just lie there and go to sleep. 30 hours just lying flat on your back like that? That's tough. That's tough. The stunt starts Saturday at the amusement park. Those who manage to stay put will be given $300, a pair of 2019 season passes, and the casket itself. All right. You get the casket. Participants will be allowed out of the coffin for 6 minutes each hour. So you get that. But they'll also have to eat all their meals while lying inside it. They'll also be subjected to random, quote, terrifying visits by the Fright Fest freaks. And that's all you need. Sit there lying in your coffin trying to get the free Six Flags passes, and all of a sudden the Fright Fest freaks come up on you.
So just unexpectedly, sometime in that hour, or sometime they just
come
in.
Some guy in like a skeleton costume or something comes, yeah, you know, tries to scare you. I could deal with that. That doesn't bother me. Eating awkwardly while you're lying down doesn't bother me. In 30 hours, the dimensions bother me, and the prize isn't good enough because I'm not an amusement park guy anymore. Probably when I was like 16, oh yeah, that'd be cool. I'll go for it. 38, not so much. Would you do it, Brandon?
No.
Bear, just no way?
I'm not even participating in this one. You know how I feel about this stuff. It's what car you've gone down.
Nobody can hear what you're saying right now.
I'm not participating. You know how I feel about all creepy stuff like this.
Listen, you're not actually dead, really?
I don't care. I'm not sitting in a coffin, you maniac. No. I don't give a damn. Nobody, I don't get in a coffin when I'm dead.
Okay. How about this? For a win over Alabama.
Nope.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
National championship.
Boo.
No.
To beat Alabama this weekend, you wouldn't spend 30 hours in the coffin. You get up 10 minutes every hour.
Seven minutes. What part of no did you not understand? I said no.
I'd do it.
I would do it. Would you do it, Esteban?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
If you wouldn't do it, Bear, you're not a real Vol fan.
Wow.
You ain't no VFL. Wouldn't even spend a day in a coffin.
You go to hell, Russ. I'm not getting in a coffin, bro. Not going to do it.
I can't even look at you.
No. I'm happy for you.
What about...
Suck me into talking about something.
Just a box with some cushions in it.
Yes, it's a box. You're not dead.
I don't
care. You're not going to be in there forever.
I'm not getting in a coffin for 30 hours.
Be so soft.
I can't get
it. I can't get in a coffin. It might close on me, and I'll actually be dead forever.
I'll whip your ass. You're cool. I don't care. I'm not getting in a damn coffin.
You just said that about Esteban because you know he'd kick your ass.
Oh!
Esteban's never done anything.
Oh!
He doesn't come at me like that. He's got a little bit of respect about him.
Bear.
Not you two clowns.
The football gods come down from on high and tell you.
I don't want to make any deals because that cheapens it. No.
If you do this.
No.
If you do this,
no.
Tennessee will go on a run akin to what Alabama has gone on under Nick Saban. 10 years of football dominance, the likes of which you'll never see again in your lifetime. And you'll be sitting there losing to Florida again next year in the swamp because that's what we do. And all you had to do was spend 30 days lying there in a stupid – 30
no.
hours
yeah.
in a stupid coffin with six other fools. You get up and go to the bathroom once an hour, and you couldn't do it for 30 hours?
Not going to do it.
Soft.
Wouldn't be prudent.
That's soft. That's terrible. Where's your level of commitment at? How bad do you want it?
Not bad enough to sit in a coffin for 30 hours. The hell am I paying Jeremy Pruitt $4 million a year for, however much that guy makes?
I'm so disappointed. I've never been more disappointed in you. I'm disappointed for our fans. Who I'm disappointed for.
I really don't, you know.
You would do it, Esteban. You'd do it for the tickets. Esteban do it for fun. He'd be like, hell,
for the craps
something
and the
to do. Something to do. What else are you going to do on a Wednesday afternoon? Sit around and talk to Dubs? I'm jumping in the coffin. See what happens. Probably pretty comfortable after a while. Nice pillow for you.
Freak out. You're way too claustrophobic. Something like that.
I'm not saying I would enjoy it. I would not enjoy it. I would be weird because I'm a tosser and a turner. I can't sleep on my back. It would be awful. It would be miserable. But if the prize is good enough, there's really not a lot that I wouldn't endure for a national championship.
You've made that pretty well known to me. Some of it borderlines on really weird stuff. Anyhow, let's get to these busy phone lines. What do you say, Russ?
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Titans Bill, hang right there. We will commiserate with you.
I can't believe he's brave enough to call this show. If you think that was macabre.
What's the
macabre.
Word? Macabre.
I think so.
If you think that was weird, sad, deranged, wait till you hear a couple of Titans fans commiserate.
I think it's hilarious. You guys are garbage, just like I told you you were.
Stay with us. the drive continues. You don't get to do that because you wouldn't do the coffin thing for a national championship.
We're in.
You don't get to talk trash. You're not committed.
In first place, 3-2.
You're
baby.
Not committed. Stay with us. The drive continues after this. All right, let's get Titans Bill in here. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir. You're on the drive.
Dubsy, my good friend, how you doing? And, of course, Bear, I just love hearing your idiotic sarcasm.
Oh.
It's not my fault. My team's in first place. Where's yours,
he
Bill?
He said idiotic.
Where's yours, Bill?
Idiot.
When's the last time you guys scored a touchdown,
it
Billy?
It ain't good. I'll tell you what, it ain't good. They won't be staying in first place for long.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
At least our team doesn't have a racially offensive nickname.
Yeah.
You really going
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I am.
So,
they your won't sensitivity
be
towards
in first
the Native
place
American
for
people.
Long. Once the Eagles start getting going, and of course they got it going last Thursday, they're not going to stay in first place for long.
Yeah, sure thing, Bill.
Because when the Eagles play your stinking Redskins,
they're going to get what?
They're going to get their kingdom tore down.
We're going to clip the Eagles' wings, Bill.
Exactly. No. They're not going to be clipping no Eagles' wings.
Oh, they will, Bill. You know it. You're just being a hater right now. You're bitter because the Titans suck again.
Bill, what happened? A couple of weeks ago, we had just clipped the Eagles' wings. We were flying high.
Yes, we were. I just don't understand
suck.
Our football team.
We're terrible.
Y'all suck.
I can't point my finger on it, but I will say this.
Your quarterback sucks.
This coming Sunday in jolly old England, we need to we need to live up to our expectations. We're not going to be making the playoffs, and we're going to have a very disappointing season.
What are you watching this afternoon, Titans, Bill?
I'm watching Matt Locke, and of course, Bear will pick on me over that.
No, I've never picked on you over that. The only thing I've ever picked on you on is being a stinking Oilers fan.
Like you pick on me over Lawrence Welk.
I've never picked. I'm the only person on the drive that knows what you're talking about, Bill. When you start talking Lawrence Welk, it was the Bubbles. You come out in corner 16 tomorrow, Russell Bell, your banana split.
Of course, the one thing I love about his show is I love the hotties.
Lawrence Welk surrounded himself with some babes back in the day.
Did he?
Boy, he did.
I mean, I was a little kid when it would come on, Bill.
But, yeah.
Came on right before Emergency. I remember that.
Well, Who does your beloved Weagles play this? I mean, your beloved Skinnies play this coming Sunday.
You know who they play, Bill. Don't play dumb.
Thank you for calling them the Skinnies. The Prince of Wokeness appreciates that.
Who does your Skinnies play?
The Washington Redskins.
He doesn't
play the
know.
Dog crap Dallas Cowboys this weekend. You got to know who they play.
You're a fake fan. You can't name five players on the roster. You can't even name the coach.
Dirk?
This is Smart Gruden.
Yeah, that's John Gruden. That's your idol's brother. The one who's the head coach of the Raiders.
We got lucky here at Tennessee that we ended up with Pruitt instead of that clown.
Yeah, I love Tennessee.
All you Grudenites, Russell,
I love Tennessee.
Bill.
I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
So, I'll tell you what, I'm glad he didn't take the Tennessee job. I'm happy he didn't take the Tennessee job. And I'm glad that he only won one game.
Stay with us. Titans Bill, thank you, man.
Come
we
see
run.
Us tomorrow, Bill.
We
quarter 16.
Love you, Bill. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up.